Welcome to episode 7 of The Lion's Share. Today is a bonus episode in light of World Suicide Prevention Day to help highlight this topic of conversation with greater wisdom. My name is Alistair McLean and I'm a mentor of the Pure Masculine, and I gain and translate wisdom from animals and nature to help better understand myself and the greater humanity of life. Before I begin, it is important to note that the previous episode of this podcast, part 1 on the coyote, is essentially part of this two-part special on suicide prevention. In the previous episode, I talk about my experience of breaking the patterns of suicidal thoughts and coming to life. Today, I channel the mythical lemming, massively misunderstood and hugely powerful. As per the last episode, please stick around to the end to hear powerful practices that I have used in pursuit of happiness. The Lion's Share, straight from the heart. First, we must tackle the myth, the lie, that lemmings commit suicide. This is far from the truth, for it is a far greater message. The lemming is actually a teacher of pursuit, the pursuit of happiness. The myth of suicide came from watching lemmings face and tackle insurmountable odds and obstacles without fear. They will do anything to pursue their goal, and sometimes that means jumping from a very high and tall place. Now, when this was viewed, it was viewed as stupidity from the ignorance of the viewer. It is not suicide, but courage. So today, I channel the truth of the lemming in all of its glory. Please note that these channelings are always told through metaphor. So when we hear the message of death, this is part of the cycle of transformation. It is the death of the old you that could not choose for a greater life. It is the spiritual death of the old you and the upgrade of the new you. Each time pursuing a higher purpose of remembering who you are. So when we speak of the metaphor of being killed, hurt or taken, it is the end or loss of an opportunity that was made available, or the betrayal of the heart. But these are not end goals, these are lessons. So listen carefully to the hidden messages and live and receive the love that you give. I am the lemming, and I come through you. I am a teacher of great wisdom in the pursuit of happiness. Lemmings live underground, and in doing so we huddle together. We keep warm in the cold winter months by sharing body heat, but we also share our food, our love and our spirit, for it is together that we find courage. When we progress outside of our holes, we feel vulnerable, for we are without our protection. And it is in our vulnerability that we commit to our path, for we find solace in knowing that we will not stray from the path, for we are in the pursuit of love, and we will face all obstacles in our path to reach it. Our mission is to be the greatest pathfinder of love by traversing all the elements within and without, for we do this in numbers. Together, we are addressing the greater consciousness reasoning behind the understanding of love in choirs, in community, in tribe and in togetherness. We fashion ourselves for the journey by listening to our bodies, to our hearts. We are attuned to our higher purpose, and we will not let anything deliver us from that path. When we are on our path, we are confronted with death, we are confronted with life, but we do not retreat, for our purpose is greater than risk, and to not take risk is greater than death, for living a life not in pursuit of your goals, your purpose, is not a life worth living. It is only in pursuit that you will find happiness, for the end goal is for the celebration of that pursuit. So we encourage you to pursue your goals and to celebrate every day in pursuit of those goals. Though as lemmings, we are a tribe and together we thrive. We are also protected by the kindship of friends and family, but none of that protects us from the choices we make. For it is up to us as individuals to make choices needed to leave home for something greater, to cross the river, climb the mountain, and make a new life. It is up to us to choose our own path in front of us. Do we choose the safe path, the difficult path, or the deadly path? These are all paths, and it does not matter which you choose, for it only matters that you choose for your heart, from your heart. For all paths on your journey of purpose lead to your heart, and all journeys eventually lead to love, if you feel with your heart. Let the love of your heart guide you. It is only by feeling your way through life that you can find your path, your purpose. It will not be found in the self-degradation of your love. It will not be found in listening to the mind or the lies of the ego. It will not be found in surviving. It will be found in thriving. It will be found in the lust for life. Each day we choose again. Each day we try to choose a greater choice. We choose vulnerability. We come out of our holes to feed on life, to live in life. Sometimes we are taken by the greater predators of life. Sometimes we lose our loved ones. Sometimes we are in the wrong place at the wrong time. But every day is a new day, and every day is a new choice. Do you choose for love, or do you choose for fear? By coming out of our underground safety, we come into the light. It is frightening for us. We can be easily hurt, and it is easy for us to run back into our holes. But each day we become stronger. We stand. When it is time to leave the nest of comfortability, we head out together in force. When we come outside, we may be vulnerable, but that does not make us weak, for we are strong in our love and we stand for the greater unity within. We will fight to the death for what we believe. I will fight for love, but I will not fall because I did not believe in love. I will fall because I chose to fall in love. Come to us. Choose a different life. Choose to be better. Let us guide you across the fields, across the plains. Let us guide you out of the safety of your underground hole. Let us prepare you for the journey ahead of you by telling you of this daring tale. Once upon a time, there was a giant eagle. This eagle wanted to prey on us. It wanted to feed on us, for it saw us as its food. The eagle is old but strong. He waits with piercing, unwavering eyes. He waits for us to leave our hole. He glides in, expecting a meal, an easy meal. But when he arrives, he is startled to find strength and courage. He does not find a peasant, a weakling. He finds a warrior. He finds a leader, as the lemming growls and stands in the name of love. For we are warriors of love, and we do not falter away from our hearts. The eagle may choose to overpower us, he may choose to leave, or he may choose to kill. But he will think twice when he next comes back for what he saw as an easy meal. As a lemming, we thrive on open plains, we thrive on open ground, and we find that our lives are best lived in the open. We do not live in fear of the open grandness of life. For we only know to live life the best way we know how. To live free with courage. To stand in the face of unsurmountable odds. Knowing that love conquers all. Thank you for listening to this beautiful tale of the lemming. I was shocked when I channeled the message of the lemming. I too was under the myth of what the lemming truly meant. That's why I chose it. because I thought it was associated with suicide. And so I'm glad that I chose to read more and to research more to remove that ignorance around this wonderful animal. It's incredible to watch videos of lemmings, how brave and bold they are. It's really quite something. I would suggest that you Google some of the videos. There's a particularly brilliant one where I think there's a guy on his snowboard and this little lemming comes out and is screaming at him like like it's a giant and it just doesn't care. They are really beautiful animals. I wanted to share some powerful practices that I've used in the pursuit of my happiness, to pursue my goals. And one of the main ones, which if you haven't understood yet, is about sharing, which is why I call my podcast The Lion's Share. Now, sharing is, when I mean sharing, I mean in a safe space with someone who knows how to hold you without judging you or making you feel wrong. But there are different ways of sharing. You can share with yourself. So one of those is journaling. So if you are going through a dark time, you can share to yourself in writing. Write down all your deepest, darkest emotions. And you can keep that, or you can burn it and make a wish with it. But if you do have someone that you can share with, you know, if you are spending a lot of time alone, I would suggest that either you know someone who is good at holding space, or work with a professional. And the reason I talk so much about sharing is I know how powerful it is. So let's take an example of an egoic lie that you are a bad person, or you're not worthy, or you're depressed, or one of these dark emotions. What happens is that dark emotion, it hugs you and attaches to you and it hooks onto you and it ties you up and it doesn't want you to talk about it. So, and there are many reasons it doesn't want you to talk about it. And one of the lies it will sell you is that if you talk about it, someone will use it against you. That's a really common one. So it's important that you feel safe. But it's also the lie, it also sells you the lie that you don't need to. Now, if you do share, imagine you are sat in a men's circle or a women's circle. Imagine like a tribe, you are sat around a fire and you each take turns to share. Everybody has their own demons, but if you don't share that demon stays behind you. But if you do share it into the group, it is exposed by the fire, the light, and everybody can see it. And because everybody can see it, it can no longer hurt you. Imagine that. This is the power of sharing. So in my pursuit of happiness, sharing with my partner, I have done almost every day, for hours every day, I make that much time for sharing. Each time you share, you go deeper and deeper and deeper, and you start to understand the lies that are attached to the disbelief or the misbeliefs of guilt, of shame, and of abuse and narcissistic behaviour. And sharing is a really powerful way to forgive yourself and to forgive others. Other pursuits of happiness I have used are exercise. I speak about some of the adaptations I used in suicide prevention in the previous podcast at the end. And these are also helpful to work with. But in the pursuit of happiness, you know, essentially anything that helps you destroy the ego, helps you grow, and ego and looking after yourself with good sleep and nutrition are really powerful pursuits of happiness. Because when you look after yourself, you are bringing yourself joy. But the biggest pursuit of happiness is pursuing your dreams. Write down your dreams. Ask for help in finding your, you know, the finding the path to your dreams. I speak about this in the previous podcast because the coyote is profound medicine about coming off the path to find your path. And one of the difficulties I had was finding my purpose and finding my path. And I had to give up everything in order to find that. It's not an easy journey sometimes, but nothing good is. And the difficulties and obstacles we face in our life, just like the lemming, make us stronger. And they make us stronger for a reason, because our purpose is strong and we are strong and love is strong. So I leave you with those powerful lessons. And if you would like to share your pursuit of happiness, please do. Thank you for listening.